This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Construction and Power Women Investing.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture to make a living in Tucson. It's in Arizona, so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly correct, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at FredJeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio.
That, I would like to thank you for finally updating. Thank you so much.
Updating what?
Updating the website.
The website's been updated for years. You just don't know how to use your computer.
Oh, you're right, Fred. I don't. You're absolutely correct.
I know I am.
So thanks for updating the website.
Yeah, so we actually have a big, big show today. We're broadcasting from the Temple of Music and Art, one of the fine historic gems in our downtown.
And those of you who have been around for a while could tell by the sound of the recording. Right, Fred?
Well, it sounds like a typical recording, like we're in a shoebox or something.
There you have it. There you have it, Fred. Yeah, you've just described the interior of the Temple of Music and Art as a shoebox.
Well, it is kind of a shoeboxy thing.
So at 12 o'clock today, folks.
There's velvet.
You're gonna have the opportunity to go to the Gaslight Theater and see...
There's some scalping.
Space Wars.
Scalping.
Space Wars. The Pima Writers Group is getting together at Mostly Books on Speedway. And, of course, this first part of the show, this segment is brought to you by TucsonHappenings.com. Check out all the fun things there are to do here in the old Pueblo at TucsonHappenings.com. 5 days heads up, so there's no reason to stay in the house, especially when it's nice and beautiful outside. Get outside, meet your neighbor, and check out TucsonHappenings.com to figure out what's going on.
Is that it?
Back to you, Fred.
You didn't say, like, today is tortilla day.
It's always tortilla day, Fred. Come on. What do Mexicans like you and I do without tortillas? No hay tortillas. Remember?
Yeah, a lot of them.
There you go. 12 o'clock today, y'all. Or no, 1 o'clock today, y'all can go to Flandreau Planetarium.
I'm still waiting for what is today.
The Magic Treehouse. What do you mean, what is today?
Like every Sunday you have, today is National...
No, today is National Jelly Bean Day. I don't know. I didn't have that part in. I'm not prepared.
Yeah, you're not
prepared. I'm not prepared.
You were late to the show.
Today is National Late to the Show Day.
Okay.
And cut me some slack.
No, you did a great job on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, what do you got?
Harvest Fest at Sonoyta Vineyards.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's wine and harvesting going down in Sonoyta.
Mm-hmm.
Summer in the City program, which has been going, it goes through August. If you get a $5 gift or a $5 pass, there's all sorts of discounts along the modern streetcar line, or as I like to call it, the choo-choo. And businesses, restaurants, entertainment. And it also includes the Golden Mile, which is Broadway from downtown down to Country Club.
Correct. That's nice.
Country Club. And here's actually a preview for the show next week. The Southern Arizona Rocketry Association. What?
No, I have to sit down now. Go ahead.
The Southern Arizona Rocketry Association.
Yes.
Called Sarah.
Now, folks, you need to know that ever since we were wee lads, Fred would take the cardboard tube out from the toilet paper. So there'd be toilet paper all over the place so Fred could get to that cardboard tube early. He'd put some dynamite or an M80 or something in there, affix little wings with popsicle sticks, and put, you know, the top of a medicine bottle on top of it and shoot that sucker off in the backyard. That was the beginning of 6-year-old Fred playing with fire.
Yeah, I think the meds you were on back in those days create some hallucinations. I've always been a safe rocketeer. Followed all of the rules and regulations of the National Association of Rocketry.
You know, it's okay for a brother to lie to another brother. So, but Mom and Dad are listening.
So Sarah and Nar they're putting on the 57th National Association of Rocketry annual meeting, which is NARAM. 57.
NARAM.
NARAM.
Sounds like something you'd put on your hair.
or using a
jungle, or your legs,
or using a jungle battle,
or in a jungle. Yeah, that makes sense.
So we're going to be talking to those guys next week. It's going to be a week long conference in Tucson, and they're going to be launching rockets for the whole week out in Marana.
No? Right. And if you and folks, if you want to learn how to play a fiddle, or a banjo, or a guitar, or any of those bluegrass musical...
Is a ukulele, a baritone ukulele, is that...
No, but that's for the ukulele meetup. That's later today.
Oh, okay.
But at 3 o'clock, you can go to the Bluegrass Jam session on 8320 Thornydale Road, sponsored by the Desert Bluegrass Association. Check them out. And for my friends like Jill Bauman, who works at that incredible company, Ronstadt Insurance...
Did you say Joe Bauman?
Jill Bauman.
Oh, Jill Bauman.
Jill Boom Boom Bauman. There's Clutters Anonymous, which is happening at the Desert Church on Pima.
Okay, let's be honest. Is she a hoarder?
No, but I understand maybe one of her mom is. She just went back east to help her mom declutter her house. The stories are legendary. So, folks, tons and tons and tons of stuff going on. And tonight, don't forget, tonight you go to The Loft. The New York Film Critics Series Boulevard is happening tonight at The Loft at 7:30. And there's more. But go to TucsonHappenings.com to figure it out. Say hi to our friend David.
You know what we didn't do last week?
Wish
our pop a happy
birthday. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Dad.
So it's a little belated, but...
And happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Dude, that's like a month ago.
Yeah, but we had to run a rerun because you and I as fathers were out screwing around. So good times.
Yeah.
A best of Fred Jeff. So, folks, we got to take a break unless you got something else.
No, unless you want to just waste a couple more minutes.
Nope. So, folks, stick around.
Oh, wait.
Yes?
I can wait. It'll wait.
Dude, dead air does not sell.
I understand that, but we have things to give away. If we do it now, we can do it later.
So, folks, we'll see you on the other side of the break with more here on The Fred Jeff Show.
This bit of The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Unicom Graphics, Steel Door, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of The Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Shukshon.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Correct.
And, you know, the culture is fun because some guy with purple hair just walked by. And we are sitting here at the Temple of Music and Art. And we're having some fun with the kids. Summer on Stage program with the Arizona Theater Company. And with us, a friend of the show. You know, once you're on the show once, whether you want to be a friend
we're
or
like
not.
We're like family.
Yeah. Well, and you agree to come back. That's the key.
That was the insanity, but you do come to me.
So, Stephen Rentmore, who is Director of Learning at Arizona Theater Company, is joining us today. So, Stephen, tell us a little bit about the program.
So the program has been running for longer than I've been here. It started off as a small endeavor, but over the years has grown, and in the last 4 years has grown exponentially. The ambition is that we give students from the Tucson area, they can come from further away, but it's not camp and we don't offer residential services, but we offer a 5-week intense learning experience that culminates with, in this case, 3 productions mounted on our enormous and extraordinary stage at the Temple of Music and Art, and it's fully supported with scenery, and the musical has a 7-piece orchestra. So what we offer is a professional support network for aspiring, extraordinary young artists, artisans. So we have actors and technicians who are on the training courses here.
So essentially it's like a rep program on steroids.
Yeah, but it's connected to school as well. So what we do is we spend the mornings in training sessions, so classes on voice, on body, and it's about creating a whole awareness. One of the things we recognize across the year is Throughout the academic year, we'll go into schools and we'll work with classrooms of students who aren't necessarily passionate about theatre, but recognise that learning through theatre is a really creative way of releasing different ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. With Summer on Stage, we're specifically targeting students who are either passionate about theatre or backstage parts of theatre and are considering theatre as a future to their life, if not a degree. So it's taking people who are already committed and excited and taking them deeper and more sustainably into an experience that may be the culminating change point in their careers or in their lives.
Now, how many kids do you see every year in this program?
It varies. This year we have 55 students.
And that's both actors and tech folks?
Yes.
And what's the age range?
It's high school, so it's basically 13 through 18.
Wow, 13-year-old high schooler. That's crazy.
Yeah, basically they have to be either about to start or...
Or in.
Yes.
Fully immersed.
Yes, or they're in their graduating year.
Wow, that's great.
But it's a huge spread of age as well, which is one of the unique things about this program is that we have senior staff at Arizona Theatre Company, like Brian Jerome Peterson, our resident sound designer, who is working with teenagers as well. So this whole sense of generation sharing in both directions. And the thing that I find great solace in and excitement in is how much the young people teach me as well as the contribution I make to their education.
Sure. Social media, what's Instagram mean, you know, things like that.
But also different ways of thinking because they solve problems in a way that makes you go, huh. And what they also do is they demand that we are better too. Because the program is so intense, we develop a relationship that means it's a conversation rather than expert and novice. And for me, that's a really fundamental attitude that underlies everything we do on the program.
Mm, very nice.
Now, there was just a news story today, yesterday, that David Ira Goldstein, he's out of here. There's a new leadership. There's a leadership search going on.
It's beginning imminently, yes.
Right, and David's, making his exit.
Sure.
He's had a glorious history.
24 years.
Yeah, amazing history.
Now, is he part of this program this year? I mean, sort of this, like, the cap of his legacy at ATC is to work with these kids?
Well, the program is led by me, but obviously the art of this organization is led by David, and so he's clearly an advisor and partner in the whole of the process. But really, the day-to-day running of the program is April Jackson and myself.
That's great. So the thing that I find interesting about Arizona Theater Company is it's just not a theater company. You're not about producing shows and that's it.
No, I suggest it's like an iceberg. When you see Arizona Theater Company, the public performances, the six shows we'll present each season, are the tip of the iceberg. And the thing that we're doing in the community, the bridges we're building, and the work we're doing with the young people, particularly in schools. And an example is we're called the State Theatre Company, and that might be just a title, but what it means to me is we take our learning and education programs across the state. So we've been to the Four Corners, and we've been to Flagstaff, and we do both urban centres, Tucson and Phoenix, but we were out in Young, and we've been in Vail. And so it's this sense of reaching out everywhere and trying to make sure that this thing that we call theatre that we're passionate about is shared and given access to by these kids who, for the most part, won't get it. You know, and I think my attitude is if you release young people's creativity, it's not about making a little actor, it's about making them fully aware of what they might be.
Right.
And if you're a creative, improvisational person, then your problem-solving skills have advanced. You look at a challenge and you go, oh, I've experienced this. And the whole point for me about theatre is that we experiment and we rehearse what it means to be human. So we don't have to understand what it feels to have our father murdered, because we can explore that through Hamlet. And by experiencing Hamlet, we can understand what jealousy and greed and pain is about. And Winter's Tale, one of our stories today, is about redemption. So we explore universal themes in a safe way and share that story between ourselves, audience, and in this case, our students.
That's excellent. How many students do you have this go around?
55.
And how many signed up? Or how many tried to get in? Did you have a waiting list?
No, we don't gate it. We do sort of gate it in terms of our physical capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But two of the fundamentals that we have that drive this program is that we don't audition students to be a participant.
So anyone can come in
between
those age groups,
yes,
and get involved.
We ask them to make an application, which includes a creative project. We don't ask them to write an essay.
Oh,
because we're
a creative project?
So some create a movie, some paint, some write a poem. It depends. But what we ask for is a sense of commitment. We want to know that you're creatively committed, and that's a gatekeeper for us. And the second thing is We charge for the program, but nearly half the students this year have received scholarships from us.
Mm-hmm.
The Stonewall Foundation, extraordinarily generous.
Yeah, our buddy Rick Small.
Yeah, he
love Rick.
So the Stonewall Foundation gave us $10,000 this year to make sure that any student who wanted to participate could participate regardless of their family income.
Well, that's fabulous.
So that's another abiding principle, that you don't get in because you're rich. You get in because you're passionate.
That's wonderful.
So we're going to play musical chairs here in a second, but give us a lineup for the shows this summer.
So let me just quickly, if you don't mind.
Sure.
There's a concept behind it. Every year, April Jackson, the program director, and myself spend a lot of time working out what would be an interesting, exciting challenge that will be inspiring, but also a learning journey for all of our students. Year on year, we raise the bar and say, that's going to be a difficult play, and the students always get there. So this year, we push it a bit further. One of the challenges is making sure we don't have shows with a lead role and everyone else is in support. So we're looking for ensemble pieces. And the big driver this year was we wanted to explore classical texts in contemporary adaptation with the idea that these students are the future of theatre. So there's three translations that go on. So our three writers are William Shakespeare, Mark Twain, and Charles Dickens.
Now, wait a second. So you guys are really on the fringe with these guys, right?
Yeah, we've gone really obscure. So Charles, William Shakespeare's Winter's Tale is adapted by me, mm-hmm. and that's on Wednesday the 22nd at 7 p.m. And then on Thursday night we have Mark Twain's Is He Dead? Adapted by David Ives, and that's on the 23rd, the Thursday, at 7 p.m. And then Friday night, Charles Dickens's The Mystery of Edwin Drood, adapted... I've forgotten his name.
By some dude.
By Rupert. Rupert Holmes, I'm sorry. By
no, Rupert Holmes wrote that song, didn't he? If you like pina coladas. So come on now. Who did it?
But the great thing about... I don't know if you know, or your listeners know, the great thing about The Mystery of Edwin Drood is Charles Dickens died two chapters before revealing who the killer is.
Really?
So the coup of this production is we get to that point in the show and then the audience votes on how they want the show to finish. And Rupert Holmes has written 300 alternate endings.
Oh, you're serious? It's Rupert Holmes?
Yeah.
That's the guy's name.
And,
all right.
So there's 300 alternate endings which the students have learnt to sing and own, and however the audience votes is the solution will play out that night.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. So we, all this work, and they do one performance each.
And they don't know how it finishes. Nobody knows until next Friday night how it will finish.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, it's
outstanding.
Extraordinary.
All right. This is a lot of fun.
It's extraordinary. And it gives me, personally, such a sense of pride and energy that we are engaged in this extraordinary activity.
Oops, sorry about that.
This extraordinary energy and passion over the course of the season.
Yeah.
And that every year there's this reinvention. You know, I mean, if you're going to stay in Tucson over the summer and live with 100 degree pluses every day, then...
That's like the best time of year. Come on.
Yeah,
so
the best reward is these 5 weeks that we spend with these students.
Do you ever turn the air conditioning on here
Never.
In the theater?
How could we afford it? We're a not-for-profit.
Right. So I got to ask you, all of these creative projects that you received with these applications, over the years, what are some of your favorites?
Well, one of the most extraordinary that came with no warning at all this year was one of the backstage students had made a scab.
A scab?
So we got a huge wound.
Oh.
In the mail.
Oh, my gosh.
That was lovely.
I bet you it was. What else have you seen?
There's some amazing movies. So ever since Apple came out with this wonderful thing called iWorks, kids have been taking their cell phones and making and cutting together films. So many extraordinary and witty and funny movies. And my favorite one was one of our students did, well, I could be doing this, and all these extraordinary, silly things, but what I really want to be doing, and then had stolen all our artwork and all our summer on stage and made a collage. It was
amazing. That is outstanding.
And then we have a student, Sophia, on the program this year, who's an amazing painter and artist, and she sent through one of her works of art as a application process.
And these are all local kids?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And the other thing that's extraordinary is they're all from different schools and districts. So one of the things that rarely happens in a student's education is they get to meet peers in other schools in a non-competitive way. And so there's this huge sense of meeting your tribe or your family and all these students with the similar passions and talents and a vision for the future.
So you're not seeing any of these kids coming from a club theater, you know, like you're not seeing them at Christian Youth Theater or Gaslight or anything. These kids are all coming from their high school production or high school drama departments.
And some are not doing drama school. They're passionate about theater and they come to Summer on Stage to try.
And so you've got a lot of rookies here.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
Which is
fantastic.
Part of the idea of having class in the morning, so that we're instilling them so they can be successful in rehearsals in the afternoon.
Oh, that's great. Good for you guys.
Thank you.
So of the wish list of all the things you wish you had...
$1 million will be nice.
Me too, yes. But to enhance this program.
The three things that I do every year is I spend the year working in our community to raise money so that we can scholarship students, so that we can sustain it, and we can employ the best artists to teach these students. And so at the core of every not-for-profit, but for Arizona Theatre Company and this endeavor, our ability to raise money and sustain the raising of money is vital. The second thing is a unique relationship that we have with the U of A. And what they do is provide us 3 weeks of their facilities so that we can rehearse in large rehearsal rooms in privacy and without interruption. And whilst the Temple is an amazing facility, 55 students and 25 members of our production team in this space is challenging.
Sure, absolutely.
So the U of A partnership is really important to us as well.
And the third thing?
And the third thing is a continuing investment in the creative arts in schools across southern Arizona, and an understanding and a partnership that we have with teachers that if the school is not constantly able to provide opportunities, then partner with us and we can provide those too. And that's across the year with residences in Shakespeare, in literacy, in writing. And so we're not just a vacuum filler. What we are is a partner and not a replacement service, but an organization that's in dialogue across schools and with teachers who are interested and inspired to use theater arts as a connection point for their students.
That's fabulous. So this program has been going on for quite a long time.
I think it's at least 12 years old.
Have you followed any of these kids for 12, you know, the original crew that did it, and what are they up to?
Well, a number of them went on to pursue careers in theater. Some of them took these skills and then used them in their application processes to university. So we have nurses who are very articulate and can do funny accents and dance on demand. But what we also have is this sense of a theatre training is a training for life. It's not necessarily a training that... let me rephrase that. I don't expect all of these students to then demand that their life becomes that of a performer or a movie maker. But what they do have is a confidence in themselves, the ability to relate with strangers who then become friends, and the confidence and voice to say who and what they are. And that's a success at any level.
That's fabulous. Thanks for what you do.
It's
amazing. So, folks, we got to take a quick break. We are going to have some of the kids that are in the program on the second part of the show. So stick around, because it's going to be quite fascinating. And we've got more for you here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Ronstadt Insurance, and Casa de la Luz Hospice.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Dun, dun, dun!
We're celebrating the people, places, events, history, and culture. Make live in Tucson. It's in Arizona. So gosh darn wonderful.
Thanks for tuning in, folks.
And we invite you to visit us at friendjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio. Now, we are sitting in the historic Temple of Music and Art on South Scott Street in our beautiful downtown. We've been talking to Stephen Rentmore, who's the director of learning about the Summer on Stage program here at the Arizona Theater Company. And we have four of the kids with us. Just to introduce them very quickly. We have Madison Miller, Malik Martin.
Yes, sir.
I'm obligated to screw up someone's name with Malik.
Yeah.
Daniel Rosenberg and Anastasia Wren. who are all participants in the program.
That's correct.
Aren't you guys techies, or we all have the actors?
They're all performers.
Performers.
Thespians, Fred. Thespians. Use the correct terminology.
It's a break, which means all the techies are working, of course.
I thought they're like on union scale. They're like, you know, smoking somewhere.
They're not allowed to smoke. It's bad for you. Don't you know nothing?
Yeah, these are kids. What are you doing?
Here, we'll educate you on cigar smoking.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
So anyways, Stephen, why don't you introduce us to these performers?
Absolutely. Well, what's lovely is we have a mix here of two students who have never done the program before in Malik and Daniel, although I saw Daniel as a finalist in the Ben Vereen competition that was in Tucson a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. You really do favor Ben Vereen. You really do.
The hair.
The hair, the skin color, you know. I mean, you're looking good.
And Maddie started with us last year and played Beauty in Beauty and the Beast. And Anastasia, you're the one who's done it the most.
Yeah.
You've done it longer than I've been doing it.
That's true. It's been since 2011.
There you go.
Since the cradle.
It's true. And one of the things that we find with this program is often, I don't want to say always, but often, once a student finds this program, they want this to be their summer.
Oh, wow.
We have multiple recidivists.
Not to be, okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And one of the challenges we had last year is we had many students graduate and go on to university. And so this year we had a huge search and a conversation across schools to make sure that we reached to invited new students to come along. And this year, two-thirds of the students are completely new to the program.
That's great. So, well, I'm looking at the list, and we have someone's from Marana High School, someone's from Rincon High School, someone's from Gregory School, and they changed
the Greg School, I think they call it.
We call it Greg.
And what do they call it?
The Greg.
No. The Greg.
Gregory School.
And actually, Anastasia is on her way to Lake Forest College. So, I mean, you got a good smattering of all over Tucson.
Absolutely. And Utterback with Malik, right?
Yeah. Oh, Malik, you're not from Tucson.
I am, actually.
Where's Utterback? Oh, Utterback's not a high school. Yeah,
no,
you're a junior high. So you're 13.
15, actually.
You're
15. I started school late, so.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So I got an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old, so I'm not familiar with you older kids. Malik, where are you from?
I'm from here. I'm from Tucson.
You're from Tucson?
Yes, sir.
All right. And when did you decide you wanted to get into the theater?
Well, I was at Utterback. I was 8th grade, and I wanted to try drama. It was just something new, a new experience.
Why?
To try. Well, because it seemed fun. I always saw plays in my school, and the actors were up on stage, and I thought that could be me.
And so it wasn't the girls?
No.
But one of the things, this season we did Romeo and Juliet, and April Jackson has been going to Outerback and working with the students on scenes from Romeo and Juliet before they came to the student matinee, and that's how we hooked up with Molly.
Oh, very fun. So what was your project? What did you do with your application?
Were you the scab guy?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't me.
What did you do as your creative piece to get involved in this program?
Just get in? Well, April Jackson, she came to see one of my school plays.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she loved it.
And you were in the play, we take it?
Yeah.
What was the play?
My teacher actually wrote the play, Mary Rogers, and it was an original. It was called The Jay Chronicles, and I had the lead role for it.
Nice.
So you were like Spear Carrier 3?
No, that was my acting career.
The Archer. Archer number 2, yeah.
It wouldn't give me arrows. It just held the bug.
That's awesome. Good for you. And so you got the bug.
Yeah.
All right. And has this been everything? We won't tell you if you say no. But has this program been everything you'd hope it would be?
Oh, yeah, and even more. I didn't think I was going to come here and meet so many people from so many different places and schools and everything. It's a great experience.
Good for you.
I'm loving it.
So what do you think you're going to do with this experience?
Well, I'm hoping to some way get into Hollywood with all this experience, and then I'm going to come back for the next 3 years while I'm in high school. I plan to come back and do this program every summer because it's great here. I love it.
Maybe go to university?
I think I want to go out of state. So I want to go to Morgan State in Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I want to go.
Good school.
So, yeah.
That's good. Congratulations.
Thank you. All right.
Your folks are pretty excited that you're doing this, too?
Oh, yeah. My mom, she wakes me up every day to get here on time.
And Anastasia, where are you from?
I'm from Tucson as well.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you go to school?
I graduated from University High School, and I will be attending Lake Forest College in the fall.
All right. So you know Fred's kid, McCoy.
I do. We've been in choir together.
Actually, Anastasia was McCoy's tour spouse.
Yeah.
When they went to Europe.
We toured Europe, my choir, and I don't know how it started, but we just like kind of clung on to each other because we were in a foreign country, so we were always just linked arm in arm.
That's awesome. And now tell us, what creative thing did you do with your application?
This year? I made a collage, and it included photos of myself in the past years and then also just other pictures in general.
Please take me back. Please. Here are pictures of me. Wasn't I a good kid?
Yeah,
take
exactly.
me back for the last time.
Yeah.
Good for you. And what has this program taught you?
This program has taught me so much. I started this program the summer after I graduated 8th grade, and this has been my 5th year, and I've graduated high school. So it's really symbolic to begin with this new chapter. Like, I started a new chapter before entering high school, and to end with a new chapter before entering college. And I've been really nostalgic this whole summer because I've realized, you know, this is my last year and I've been doing it for 5 years. And I think of who I was in those years before and how much I've changed and how much I've grown and how much I've evolved. And it's just really impressive to me. And I think the number one thing that I've learned through this program is empathy.
Empathy?
Yeah.
So you were mean before you got this program?
No, I don't think I was mean. But I think theater in general and, you know, telling someone else's story really provides and gains insights on empathy and who you are as a person and how, you know, because theater I feel like is just an expression of who people are and your adaptation of a character or a story and how you can use that to convey something else and something meaningful. And it's a way to understand life and explore how individuals cope with situations. And I think that's a really useful and important insight for people to learn.
That's wonderful.
You made an interesting point. I mean, you're telling someone else a story. And so you become a steward of that person's story. And what does that mean to you?
Exactly. And each actor takes a different insight as to what a character is, and you have a completely different interpretation for each character, and one isn't worse and one isn't better, and those insights that you gain from each character you've performed as in any show are insights that you build up and you keep and you use those and you apply them in your life. So that's why theater is a really important thing. Even if you don't even plan on going into arts later in life, if you're going to be a manager of someone, you know, it's good to understand what they're going through. If you're, it works with any field of life.
So you're the elder statesman, and Malik, you're the new kid on the block.
Yeah.
So did anything that she say just now resonate with you?
Not really.
There you go. This is what you have to learn. The amazing stuff. No, I'm not kidding you. You can laugh. But this is the amazing thing that's going to happen to you in the next 3 years, mm-hmm. is your mind's going to explode, because what you just said, most people in the world don't get. And the fact that you get it going into college, starting your life as an adult, you have such a leg up on so many folks. Good for you. And Malik, good for you. Keep with it, because you're going to get there too. And the world is going to be so different from, hey, I'm 13, you know, where's my next hamburger coming from? And I need a warm place to sleep, to having empathy for others. So congratulations for you guys. Folks, we have to take a break. We'll be back. We've got two more amazing young people to talk to. So stick around for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony's Cigar Emporium, Power Women Investing, and Mayfield Florist.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ross, and I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson in Southern Arizona. So gosh darn wonderful.
That's right, Fred.
And we are standing, I am standing at least.
As am I.
In the auditorium of the Temple of Music and Art, home of our very own Arizona Theater Company, talking to some folks about Summer on Stage.
Folks,
which is a,
folks, they're kids. Just
they're folks.
Just, you know, measly mouth, little nose drippy kids. Come on, look at them.
They're very nice. They're very nice.
Don't you wish you were 17 again, Fred, getting involved in this program?
No.
Really?
Nah.
Oh, man, I'd love to be 15, 13, 14, 15, 16, getting involved in this program would be awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we are.
I'm sure it would be, that would be fun for you. So we've been talking, we talked earlier with Stephen Rentmore, who's the director of learning. He runs this program. And we talked to Malik Martin. Did I get it right this time?
Yes, sir.
And Anastasia Wren about their experiences. And they were sort of the junior and senior members of this crowd. But we also have Madison Miller and Daniel Rosenberg, who are participating in the program. And
earlier, Daniel, I gave you a hard time about the Ben Vereen stuff. Yes. What is the Ben Vereen thing? Tell us about that.
Well, the Ben Vereen Awards is the regional competition for the National High School Musical Theater Awards here in the Arizona and California.
And for the two people out there that don't know, who's Ben Vereen?
Ben Vereen is a musical theater actor. He was very famous for his role in Pippin. It starts with high schools around Tucson, and different adjudicators go around and nominate kids to participate in the Tucson Sing-Off, which happened late in May. And then the top 10 move on to the Ben Vereen Awards, which is the regionals.
All right, so what did you sing in the Sing-Off?
In the Sing-Off, I sang from the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, I'm Not That Smart. Yeah, it was great.
And what did you sing at the finals?
I sang that and also Soon It's Gonna Rain from the Fantastics.
All right, excellent. Fantastics is a great show.
Yes.
Great show. So how did you get involved in this program?
So I was looking for some theater to do during the summer. Usually, in the past, I've done some theater out of the state. And I love Tucson, and it's...
Well, you're from Tucson.
Right, yes.
Okay.
And I'd gotten a little... gotten a little bored of going out of state and paying ridiculous sums of money to go to programs that I thought I should be able to find in this wonderful city, and it's one of my last summers here. And
so, let me help you with this.
Of course.
So here you are, a kid going to the Greg School, and you're going to these amazing programs outside of the city of Tucson. And your mom and dad finally said, you know what, Sonny boy? We're tired of spending all the money to send you.
No,
you just said, Mom and Dad, I'm tired of spending your money. Let's see if there's something in Tucson.
Well, it really wasn't about money at all.
Okay, yeah. So let's be honest.
Yeah.
You really wanted to come here because you heard this is a great program.
Yes, I was getting there. So.
Yeah, I know, but let's get there.
Of course.
We got a time frame, baby.
Yes.
So you get here in the show.
I get here. So I had heard about SOS because a few of my friends had done it, and they had talked to me about what a wonderful experience is. And I love performing, especially when you have the chance to do it right here in this wonderful city and at this gorgeous theater. And I decided to come here at SOS and do the amazing classwork and work with an amazing team of people that work at this professional theater company. And
all right, so tell us, what are you hoping to get out of this whole experience?
I'm hoping to get a wonderful performance experience.
Are you getting that?
Absolutely.
Now, what's the difference between a wonderful performance experience and something that's not?
Well, here you're placed in this gorgeous theater with professionals in the field that want to support you in your artwork. And that's so meaningful.
Good for you. Good for you. Is this what you hope to do for a living?
Yes. I actually want to go into classical voice.
Really?
Yeah.
And what year are you in high school?
I'm going to be a senior.
So you're incoming senior in high school. Have any idea where you want to go to university?
I'm looking around. Oberlin, perhaps. University of Michigan.
Okay. So Wildcat's not good enough for you. Well, good for you. That's great. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Madison.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Where are you from?
I am actually from Fort Benning, Georgia, but I've lived here most of my life. So
Army family?
Yes, definitely Army family.
Yeah, yeah. So the old Pueblo's treating you well.
It is. I love Arizona, and I love Tucson especially. Lived here since I was really, really young, so it's pretty much all I know.
So Fred and I grant you native status then.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's an honor.
Where do you go to high school?
I go to Marana High School out in the desert. It's pretty far from everything, but I really enjoy Marana High School. It's a lovely place.
What year are you?
I'm going to be a senior.
Okay. And how many years have you done this program?
This will be my second year doing it, actually.
And why'd you want to come back?
I wanted to come back. Last year we did Beauty and the Beast, and...
Who did you play?
I was Beauty in that, which was a good role. Cool.
It was the role, right? Let's not undersell it.
Beast had some cool roars in there, and I was kind of jealous. But
Especially Lumiere and Cogsworth.
Yeah, they're pretty fun, too. Yeah, you could have been Chip, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, so. It was a different version. I came back because I really enjoyed it, and I felt like it was one of the largest growing and acting opportunities I've ever had before. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and so what did you get out of it, though?
I got out of it a lot of articulation and speech. I know that I can talk a lot better now, and I know that I can really enunciate, just get those words out and really taste those words.
Nice. And like Daniel, you've learned to be very comfortable in front of crowds.
Very comfortable. Somewhat. I don't know. I think we all kind of have that initial stage fright. Even if you've been doing it for years, it's always going to be there.
So are you frightened because you're performing in front of people? You're frightened because you're in front of people? Or are you frightened because you're going to forget your blocking or your words? What frightens you when you're in front of people?
I'm frightened if I'm saying something funny and people don't laugh. I think that's a big thing.
That's a tough thing, isn't it? Crickets.
Yeah, definitely. It's the critics and it's just the silence. That's a fear, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, Fred and I, just so you guys know, were in the theater at Sal Point. And Fred was he was a wunderkind. I mean, this guy had opportunities to go to Pima College, to Southwest New Mexico Southern State. I mean, all kinds of schools. I'm kidding, there's no such school as that.
So see, this is an example of Jeff Seelewin laughing.
The tumbleweeds. Oh, no. There are people out there chuckling.
The tumbleweeds are
these
rolling.
These guys are just a little bit younger for my humor.
No, the tumbleweeds are rolling, the crickets are chirping.
So yeah, so we have a special place in our heart for thespians, and we really hope you guys have great careers in whatever you do. You know, whether you plan on being a scientist or the next Tom Cruise, I think it would be great. This is a great program for you guys. What you're getting out of it is fantastic. Daniel, what do you think?
I love it here. It's such a great community. Nice. It's so warm.
All right.
It's really hot.
You know, you've got an opportunity at the Chamber of Commerce. You know that, right? And what else you guys got? Give us one sentence on why some adult who's got a kid coming in high school should consider getting their kid involved in this program.
No, I want them to identify, because kids are walking in now from their break. I want to know which kid did the scab thing. So let's bring them up here now.
There you go.
Oh, there he is right there.
Let's go back to my question. One sentence on what it is that you could sell this program to an adult or a kid in your high school. Madison, you start.
Why not take the opportunity to grow?
Outstanding. Daniel?
I'd say come out and learn how to express yourself in ways that you would never be imagine you'd be able to in front of an audience of 600 people.
Wow, that's awesome. 600 people. That's great. Malik?
I say come out and have fun. This is a really fun program. I love it here.
A lot of fun people to be with. No egos. No. Everyone's trying to help everybody else. That's awesome. So this is radio. Doing nodding your head?
Yeah. Great program.
Yeah. And Anastasia?
I would say this is an excellent learning opportunity for any person who is thinking about going into theater or wants to apply it into any aspect of their life, as well as learning new aspects of themselves that they never thought they would have learned before, meeting new people and working in a really professional environment that is a catalyst to greatness.
That's awesome. You got a great crew here.
They're extraordinary. The future of theater is safe.
Yeah. So it is. I agree.
So, Stephen, we have a couple more minutes. Give us the rundown for the season, the three shows coming up.
So next Wednesday night is William Shakespeare's Winter's Tale.
This coming Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday.
Okay.
On the Thursday night, we have Twain's Is He Dead?, which is a comedy about an artist who, realizing that his work isn't selling, fakes his own death to increase the value of his art. And then the final play is The Mystery of Edwin Drood, and it won't work without an audience because we have to vote on the end.
So they vote before, during, or intermission?
No, we stop in the middle of the show and say, so what happens next, folks?
And then the crowd votes,
yep.
And then you guys...
And then we perform what they vote for.
Oh, that's fantastic. How much does it cost to get in
it's
for the show?
It's $5 a ticket.
$5 a ticket.
Yeah.
Shows start what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Wednesday, 7 p.m. Thursday, 7 p.m. Friday.
Exactly.
And at the end of the third show, they all graduate.
They graduate from Summer on Stage. We smile, we hug each other, and there's an occasional tear.
That's awesome. Thanks for what you do. You guys are doing great work in Tucson, and we really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm the voice of a team. Summer on Stage isn't possible without multiple contributions, multiple efforts. That includes the contributions from the community who give us money and the contribution of the team who are around us in this room who are making these shows possible and making this summer and these kids as amazing as they can be.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know you guys are loving this experience. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's a special, special thing you guys are doing. Have fun.
Thank you.
Right. Fred, what do you want to give away?
So we have a bunch of stuff to give away. If you call us at 520-428-5104. We have a dozen roses from our friends at Meatfield Florist.
Yeah, and how about a Native Seed Monsoon package? Head over to Native Seed Search. We'll get you a package to plant some beautiful indigenous flora and fauna. Maybe just the flora.
And we also have dinner or lunch for two at the Bistro at Tohono O'odham.
Yeah, we got a lot to give away this week. So, folks, give us a call. And finally,
and
get
the call,
out there.
Well, the number is 520-428-5104, and that's 520-428-5104.
Right, and folks, get out there and meet your neighbor. Get out there and build community, because that's how we're going to make Tucson a great, great place to live. And we will talk to you all next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Sleeping Frog Farms and Fred's Meditation Salon and Tequila Lounge.